In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is,
never
shall be.
Today we're celebrating the feast of Mary's entrance into the temple. And as we do so, we have the opportunity to observe Mary's young life. And ultimately what we discover about her young life is what we discover about all the stages of her life, that ultimately she serves as an example to us. Today we are reminded of how Mary is dedicated in the temple, but it ultimately reminds us how all of us need to live our lives in a manner that is dedicated to God. Mary enters into the temple of God, the place where God dwells. She's dedicated to the Lord there. Her life is set apart and consecrated to God. And this is certainly an important stage in her life, the development that is to take place in her. Mary is destined to one day become the Theotokos, the Mother of God. And all of those years in the temple, all of the prayer that literally surrounded her, all the spiritual activity of worship that was all around, all of that served as a preparation for her of what was to come, and it also served as an image of what her life would become. In time, the Archangel Gabriel would appear to her and announce God's saving plan, and in that act of uniting her will to God's will and saying yes, in that moment, Christ is conceived in her by the Holy Spirit. And in that act, in that moment, she literally becomes the temple of God. And this is important. As we recognize the feast today, it's a juxtaposition of these realities that Mary is the temple who enters into the temple and is dedicated to God. But we must remember our liturgical practice is not simple historical reenactment of events of our spiritual history. As Father Hopko would say, it never is that. In the book, The Winter Pascha, Father Hopko writes, "Nothing in the Orthodox liturgical expression comes unprepared and unannounced. It is never the case that the faithful pretend that they don't know what will happen. The liturgy of the church is never historical representation. It is rather a mystical experience of each act of sacred history in light of the whole." In other words, we don't celebrate Christ's nativity, for example, and wink our eye and pretend that the crucifixion and resurrection haven't happened yet because, after all, Christ is a babe in the manger. No, Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, in fact, if you look carefully, are, in fact, those themes are intertwined into the hymns of Nativity. And we're supposed to think of the fact of Christ's crucifixion and resurrection as we observe the babe in the manger. At his birth, we reflect on the fact that Christ was born to die on the cross. We don't forget that. We don't pretend that that's not reality. We recognize that's reality. And it's through that reality that we view the feast that we celebrate. And so it is today as we celebrate the entrance of Mary into the temple. We celebrate this child that enters the temple, but we're aware of the fact that she herself is the temple of God. A child enters the temple, and as a child, she's dedicated to God in the temple. But we celebrate the event as a foreshadowing of what we already know will be. We celebrate the event knowing that she really is the Theotokos, and her womb is literally the dwelling place of God. Mary herself is the temple who enters the temple. And in a sense, Mary stands in the transition between the old and the new. She entered the temple of God, that sacred space of the old covenant, as a believer of the old covenant, and in a sense, she emerges from the temple as a herald of the new, herself becoming the temple. See, becoming the dwelling place of God in the flesh. The theme which emerges from this feast is also the essential message of the gospel. What is the good news of the gospel? Before we focus on the fact that Christ has died on the cross and raised from the dead, we have to focus on the reality of the incarnation. The good news of the gospel is the fact that God has made himself attainable, that no longer does mankind need to reach to the heavens and find that God is always outside of our grasp and make our labors to get God's attention and so forth. It's not our thing to reach to God anymore, but God, through the incarnation, has reached to us. He has entered into our plane of existence. He's walked in our shoes. He's made himself attainable and available and even tangible in the incarnation, touchable. So in a real sense, the good news of the gospel is expressed even in this feast. The good news is that God has come to earth and comes to dwell in us, that God's presence is no longer restricted to a temple made by hands of stone halfway across the world. No longer is that where God's presence is restricted to, but God's presence is everywhere. God comes to dwell in the hearts of every believer. And that is the good news, that God is not just over there somewhere, but God can be found right here in the depths of each of our hearts. In a real sense, Mary becoming the temple of God is an image of the Christian life, because that is the calling of each and every one of us, to become the temple of God, to have God truly dwelling and abiding in us and working through us. Again and again, the message of the New Testament is clear and emphasizes this very fact. We individually are the temple of God, dwelling place, and corporately, together, we make up the temple of God. And uniquely, God is found in our midst as we gather together as the Church of Christ. We also have to consider that today is the first Sunday of the Nativity season. And we have to consider, what is the message that we should be taking to heart on this day? Well, today's message is taken from this feast, and it couldn't be a better message for this first Sunday of Nativity. In a real sense, all of the Nativity preparations are preparing us for this reality, this theme that the feast brings to our attention. What are we doing? We should be preparing our hearts as a manger to receive Christ who comes to be born anew in us. We prepare ourselves to become God's dwelling place, the very theme of this feast. Consider this. Though Mary was dedicated in the temple on this historic day, that was not the end of her dedication to God. But there were choices and there were moments in her life that continued where she would have to dedicate herself to God all over again, to rededicate her life in a sense. This was merely the beginning of her dedication to God. But over and over she would need to dedicate herself to God. At the Annunciation, certainly, there is a rededication of her life to God's plan and committing herself to that. At the Crucifixion, at the Resurrection, at the Ascension, these are all moments in her life where she doesn't understand what has happened or where things are going necessarily. She has to consider the reality that is before her as her Son is crucified. And what does it mean to dedicate herself to God? She has to consider that all over again. And so, dedicating herself to God was not a one-time act, but it was a continual and perpetual event in her life. And likewise, this is how it is to be in all of our lives. We are to continually dedicate ourselves to God. Certainly, we have dedicated our lives to Christ, but to dedicate our lives to Christ. Even on a daily basis, we should dedicate our lives to Christ. And especially as we come to this Nativity season, as we prepare for Christ's advent, for Christ's coming, to dedicate our lives to Him once again. It's part of our preparation for the feast. One more thing to consider as well, I think. Even as Mary entered into the temple as part of her preparation to become the temple of God, so it is that we enter this temple as part of our preparation to receive Christ. Consider, we prepare ourselves and come into this temple to receive Christ in the Eucharist. And then what happens? We depart from this place, this temple, ourselves having become temples of God. So this feast of Mary's entrance, it really does serve as an example to us of the Christian life in many, many ways. Mary, the temple of God, enters the temple of God, and we must see in this our example of the Christian life. Every believer is to become the temple of God, His very dwelling place. And thus, we need to dedicate our lives to God, not once, but again and again and again. And we need to prepare our hearts as God's dwelling place. And on this first Sunday of the Nativity season, we are reminded today of our goal. We prepare our hearts to receive Christ. We rededicate our lives to God because we are His temple. And we are to live as such, as His temple. As Mary herself became the temple of God, so likewise, we become the temple of God. And we prepare the manger of our hearts to receive Christ, who comes to be born anew in each one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.